The Abominators in the Wild by J. L. Smith. Read by Andrew Piper. Chapter 1. It was a slightly chilly, Septemberish sort of a morning, probably because it was September. The kids of Grimley East Primary School gathered in the playground, clutching new lunchboxes, and hoping nobody would notice their embarrassing start of a new school year haircuts. Four grubby children lurked suspiciously by the bike sheds. They looked shifty, as if they'd been up to something. In actual fact, they hadn't done anything. Yet. They were the most mischievous gang in the school, the first children the teachers suspected when anything loud or messy or disastrous happened. They were the Abominators. For the first time, the Abominators had been forced to be apart over the summer holidays. Three of them had been sent away, and the other was kept under close supervision. This was because the previous summer they had ruined Grimley's annual clog dancing festival by releasing 100 mice in the town square, switched all labels on the jams and preserves at the county show, leading to a spectacular free-for-all handbag fight between the members of the Women's Guild, halted production at the Grimley Cheese Factory for 3 days with just one homemade stink bomb, caused confusion at the local home for the elderly by pretending to be visitors and eating all the biscuits, forced the mayor to declare a state of emergency when they posted leaflets through everybody's door saying that Grimley was officially at war with Peru. It had been the best.